But first today to Cairo, where demonstrators vented their fury at Egypt's military forces late into last night in response to the authorities' abuse of a female protester. A video showing security forces beating and partially stripping a woman of her hijab was broadcast around the world. It prompted an immediate reaction from the US Secretary of State, who warned Egypt's authorities about the apparent targeting of women in the latest crackdown on the Tahrir Square demonstrators. Egypt's armed forces issued a rare expression of regret, vowing to investigate what it described as an isolated incident. But as Tanya Nolan reports, 14 protesters have been killed since Friday.
It was the strongest show of anger by Egyptian women since the uprisings began in January. But this time the rage of the women was fueled by the brutal attack on one of their own by military forces. The footage makes for difficult viewing. A veiled woman is dragged several metres by soldiers, beaten with batons, has her hijab torn away to expose her brassiere. She is then stomped on, full in the chest, by one of the heavily booted men. According to demonstrators, she's not the only one.
Women were beaten. Women were stripped in the street. This is the army who was supposed to protect us. I'm here to say, down, down with the military council.
Some reports put the number of women protesters who took to the streets overnight at 10,000, an unusual sight in Egypt. And their message was clear. They carried banners demanding dignity and justice while chanting, "Here are the women of Egypt, ready to face the military."
I am here because I don't accept what happened to the women of Egypt. I call for immediate retribution and justice.
Egyptian author and political activist Cynthia Farahat, who recently testified before a US congressional hearing into post-Mubarak Egypt, says there's no doubt the new military leadership is embarking on a deliberate strategy of targeting women.
When women were protesting earlier this year, when they were arrested, they were given virginity tests in military prison. They take great offense when they see women protesting. The Egyptian military is Islamist. It's not secular.
Why target women in particular?
Because they're Islamists. They're radical. They don't want Tahrir Square to have any civilized feature to it. And the presence of women gives a civil feature to the protest.
US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton agrees there's a concerted crackdown on Egyptian women. Delivering a speech to Georgetown University, she described the events of the past few days as shocking.
Women are being beaten and humiliated in the same streets where they risked their lives for the revolution only a few short months ago. And this is part of a deeply troubling pattern.
The Supreme Council of the Armed Forces expressed its strong regret to the great women of Egypt for the recent incidents and said it would investigate the attacks and the claims that soldiers carried out virginity tests on women protesters. But author and activist Cynthia Farahat says the women of Egypt won't buy it.
No, actually, they're more offended by the statement. Because they did not apologize, they said they regret what happened. They said they're going to bring justice, and we know that they are. They will not persecute themselves. On the contrary, they encourage this kind of behavior by the military. So nothing will happen and people are offended by the statement.
That's Egyptian author Cynthia Farahat ending Tanya Nolan's report.